Before I start my homily, I just want to share something with you. My wife and I saw the movie yesterday, The Two Popes. It's on Netflix. For those who have Netflix, I recommend for you to watch it. It's called The Two Popes. It's about Pope Benedict and Pope Francis. I know you enjoy it. In the gospel today, the angel tells Joseph, "Do not be afraid." Last week, Gabriel told Mary, "Do not be afraid." The week before, the angel told Zechariah, "Do not be afraid." That verse, "Do not be afraid," appears in the Bible 365 times. So, for one day, each day a year. But you have to wonder why. Why is God telling us not to be afraid? But the question is why are we afraid? And there are many reasons why, as humans, we are afraid. Sometimes we're afraid because we feel guilty for sinning. Also, sometimes we're afraid because we're not feeling close to God the way we should. Sometimes we're afraid of the wrath of God for something that we might have done wrong. Also, about disobeying God. We might be feeling guilty about that. About not believing in God totally and wondering if He is there for us when we pray, when we're here in Mass. Sometimes we're afraid because we're not persevering in our faith and we're not listening to God. Sometimes we worry more about our giving Christmas gifts than being prepared to receiving Jesus on Christmas Day. We worry about other things that are not important, but we make them important. And we say to ourselves, is God watching us? Is God seeing what I'm doing? Am I doing the right thing? Should I change? And we become afraid. But also sometimes we have the feeling of unworthiness, of allowing God to approach us because we know we are sinners. And God knows we are all sinners. And He does not deny it from us, from Him approaching us, because He's always there for us. But yet we're still afraid of what can happen, of the unknown. But like I said, He says, do not be afraid in the Bible 365 times. And these are some of the reasons why we should not be afraid. Because when we sin and we ask God for forgiveness, He forgives us. And He doesn't remember the sins that we have committed. Because He wipes the slate clean and He totally forgives us. But sometimes we don't forgive ourselves, but God forgives us. And that's the important thing, that He forgives us. And we should absorb that inside us. God loves us totally. Like Paul said, even though we were still sinners, He sent His Son to us. Even though we were still sinners. He didn't wait until none of us were sinners. If that was the case, He'd still be waiting. But He sent His Son because He knows that we are weak. And because He loves us, He sends His Son to us. Jesus said, "Knock, and the door will be open. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you will find." He's telling us right there, Don't worry. Pray to us. Look for us. Ask us. Talk to us. You know, I'm there for you. Every day God sends His grace upon everyone. Like the Bible says, the sun shines on the good and the bad, and it rains on the just and the unjust. God did not create anybody bad. He didn't create anything bad. He created us out of love. So we should not be afraid. We should be with Him with open arms. Though we sometimes separate ourselves from God, He is there always waiting for us. He starts walking along the road of life with us and we separate, but He's still walking along the road waiting for us to return because He loves us and cares for us. So do not be afraid. Remember that every day when you get up, say to yourself, I'm not going to be afraid because God is with me. God is there for me. I trust in God. I pray to Him, and He will never let you down. So try to remember this every day, especially now during Advent, as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, okay, on Christmas Day. He tells us every day, do not be afraid. And let's open our hearts to Him so He could enter us, so He could bring us His peace, His love, and we could feel His presence in our life. So remember, do not be afraid. Let us pray. Oh God, we know we're weak. We need Your strength. We do not want to be afraid. Help us, Lord, to persevere in faith, to build Your kingdom here on earth, to do Your will, and never, ever be afraid. Amen.